Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's now just a week to go until finally we'll hear the last word on that Cook County soda tax. A vote by the county board to keep it or dump it. While the soda taxpayers, every last one of us it seems, has an opinion on it. Mine is to keep the tax, not because I like it, which I don't, but because I'm convinced by reading about it that the tax is protecting our children by making soda pop too expensive to drink. Also, if you read about it, you'll be convinced it's too dangerous to drink. By far, the preponderance of medical research says that drinking soda pop is likely to lead to obesity, which is likely to lead to liver disease, heart disease, diabetes, and even cancer. And the research says soda pop is addictive. As for the soda tax, the president of the Cook County Board, Tony Preckwinkle, says she needs the tax to help the county pay for public health and safety. Given her record on good government, it is right to believe and fair to say she does need the tax. The most frequent argument for dumping it is that it's a money grab, an attempt by Preckwinkle to grab our money to waste it. Given her record on saving and spending our money, it is wrong and unfair to say she's grabbing it to waste it. Dumping the soda tax requires a more reasonable and honest argument than that. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com and the WGN Plus app.